Let's bring on Lisa Renee. How are you, my friend?
Hi there. How everybody?
So good to see you again. I'm pretty sure we've had this interview in the past, but I wanted to bring you on. I know you didn't join Preschool All-Stars 6 months ago. You've been here for a bit, but I wanted to bring you on because the last 6 months of your program has been pretty epic to watch. So before we get into that and talk about your homeschool enrichment program, let's back up and go back in the day. What was your life like before you found me? What were some of the struggles and challenges that you were dealing with?
Well, I found you April 2021 during a challenge, just like everybody here. It was at the same kind of time. And I really wasn't sure. I was working in a center and I had a long commute. And then I would come home and have to do homework with my son and make dinner. And it was a lot of working in the preschool. It was these long hours that they would give you, it was they wanted you to work from 9 to 6 or, and it was wow, that's long. And then by the time I get home, it's 7. So part of me was getting burned out from just the commuting and then the coming home and being the mom and the wife and the long hours. And plus, I really felt some of the programs weren't being run the way early childhood should be run. It was more just worksheets and just stuff I didn't really believe in. And so for all those reasons, I was just kind of all right, I need something different. And so the challenge is really what got me to think I can do it. I didn't see an ad per se. I just saw something about a challenge. And then I was I'm just going to try it.
Yeah. So, and I think you hit the nail on the head, because a lot of our teachers feel this way too, which is you feel like your hands are tied. You know how kids should be taught. You know that this one kid could be benefited so much if you taught him this way, but you've got a curriculum you have to follow, or you've got your director or other person that's just kind of nope, you have to do it this way. And you don't have that creative license anymore to be able to teach the way you want. So I get
not
that.
At all.
Yeah. What was your family life like? Was it stressful, frustrating? Did you need more income in your family?
Well, I think besides needing a little more income, it was just my son and my husband go to a school. My husband's a teacher in a public school and my son's at a public school. So we didn't have the same breaks. So we could never do anything together. So they'd be home, but I'd be working. So that was really frustrating for my family, because they'd want to go somewhere and I'm sorry, I'm working and I don't have any more time off, or I didn't get hardly any personal days or vacation days, even after I'd been at a center for 5 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a little stressful in that department.
Yeah. And I think too, the idea of being able to create your own schedule, right, that works with your family. And that's
so
amazing.
Now I follow their schedule for my breaks. Yes. And it's great, because the April break, I felt really guilty taking the April break this year. And I was well, what if my parents get angry that I'm going to take 5 days off, And nobody cared. It was fine.
Because they want a break too. They're oh, thank you. That's where we'll take our vacation. That's what they do. They look at the calendar. They're cool, we'll take the vacation right there too. So y'all are on vacation together. I love that. Okay. So let's now circle in. So you found me somehow April 2021 with the challenge. Of course, then we were doing the 7 students in 7 days, and we taught you how to start a local or an online preschool. And which program were you thinking of, or which program did you move forward on at that time? Was it a local or an online?
Well, my mother-in-law had been living in the downstairs of my house where I am right now. And I said, well, I'll just turn, because she'd gone on to a nursing home. And I said, I guess we'll just turn that into a local, because I'm not the best technical. So I got a little nervous about the online. Yeah. So yeah, I went preschool local right away. By July, I was handing out flyers, and August I was full, and September I opened.
That's awesome. And so you started, was it preschool or homeschool enrichment?
Preschool. I started as a preschool.
Okay. And so you were full by the fall, and then, but something happened between the preschool year, which was last, 2021. Yep. And then something happened to this year that you changed to homeschool enrichment. So walk us through that.
I kept getting a lot of calls of people who wanted to come on a tour, and then they would get here and they would ask me questions about immunizations. And I was like, what? And they were like, do I have to have chicken pox or do I have to have this? Or, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not licensed yet. I was in the process. I was almost done with my licensor. My licensor was going to come to the house and do her final. And I was like getting so many calls for homeschool that I was like, uh-oh, maybe I better switch gears and just do homeschool because it was a lot more people. So the very first year I just did preschool without going through the motions of the license. Then I just started transitioning and everyone I have now is a homeschooler.
Well, talk about the, like, you said there's a huge demand for it. So what were they looking for? If somebody's going to create a homeschool enrichment program, like what were the things that somebody might be looking for and be frustrated about that they'd want something different?
Well, they definitely asked me some political questions. They asked me, you know, you're not going to teach this, are you? Or you're not going to teach that, are you? So they want to know, and they want like a more one-on-one, like they don't want 21 kids in a class. Like the UPK in my town is free when you're 4 years old. So I thought, oh no, I'm going to lose all these four-year-olds. Well, all the people who are homeschooled, they don't want their four-year-old to go to that program because there's like 25 kids in a class with two teachers, but it's still too many kids.
Right.
And so they really wanted to, and a lot of the kids' parents kind of cater what they want here. So they'll say, I want you to work on letters or numbers. And then other people will say, I just want him to play. So I can cater to, I always have play-based here and I always have sensory things for everyone. But then if somebody has asked me to work more with a child on numbers or letters or things, I do that in a very fun, playful way. And so they get to do both. They get to pick both.
Oh, I love that. And I think too, like you spoke to there, they looked at what's going on in the public schools and they said, we're not okay with that. No. And then they looked at the class sizes. They said, we want more, you know, one-on-one, more small group, more personalization for our child. Really. I mean, every mom out there, I'm sure, wants like her child to have the best experience possible. And I love that you're able to personalize everything so much. So how many students do you have in your homeschool enrichment class?
They're never in one day, but I have 17 families. So okay. I have 4 in the morning, sometimes 5, and 4 in the afternoon.
Got it. Okay. And so you've got, is it a 2 different sessions? Like the morning kiddos leave after the morning's over? Okay.
Like 9 to 11:30, they go home, and then I have a quick break because I tried to do your model where there was like only 15 minutes and I couldn't do it. I needed time to like reset the tables and eat something. Right. So I have a little more of a break, not that much. And then I start again at 12:30 to 3.
Love that. Okay. And then I've got the morning session, the afternoon. Does pretty much everybody go 5 days a week?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I tried to stick it really like no one days, but I still get some people who are in other homeschool co-ops that want one day. So I let it happen. Yeah. But I have mostly 4 days and 3, 4 and 3. Dave.
That's awesome. Well, now tell us about what your life is like now. Obviously before you couldn't, you know, have the same time off as your family. You hardly saw them because everybody had different schedules. You definitely couldn't teach the way that you knew the kiddos learned best. What's your life like now?
Well, what I love is that I drink all my water in the morning and I get dressed, put my makeup on. I just walk down the stairs. That's like my number one favorite thing besides making more income. I was able to get my first car for the first time myself. Like that was a big, big deal. So besides like the monetary part and the being able to teach what I want to teach, it's loving that I just walk downstairs. Yeah. It really is great because I don't like commuting. I don't like driving. I don't like wasting gas and mileage on my car. So that's been my favorite part. And my son's been sick a couple times because he has a condition. So I was able to just change the schedule and I give parents makeup days for things like that. And so that's been really easy. And I haven't had to really worry about that because when I was in a school system, I had to really worry about how many personal days I took.
Right.
And then today I got to make focaccia bread with everyone. And it was so exciting because at the last center I worked at, we weren't allowed to ever do anything with food.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Well, that's the thing. It's like as a boss, like you are the boss. You can make up any rule that you want. And your parents seem like they just absolutely love you. And I love how it's flexible where if you need to take off time, you can. If your son gets sick, things like that. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. What does your husband think of your program?
Well, when I met you, and I was doing the challenge and I was coming up with these ideas, he was just like, I want to see the proof. I want to see the research. I want to see the numbers, you know? So then I asked you privately quickly. So, and you gave me like just what he needed. And then he looked at all the numbers about if you came 2 days, you would make this much, if, you know, and he was like, oh, all right, well then let's try it. So he's been really happy. I mean, in the very beginning, it was hard because he has a beautiful garden in the backyard. And he was kind of afraid the kids were going to trample all over it. And so in the very beginning, he was nervous, but he's beyond that now. And so he really likes it. He comes down here once in a while when I'm upstairs doing something, and he'll come up and say, your school is really nice.
Oh, I love that. So now your homeschool is in the basement of your home?
It's like, it's not my actual basement, but it is on the bottom floor that goes into my garage. I don't use my garage for the school, but it's a big bedroom and this big room that we're in. And then there's a small little, what was a kitchen. And then we go right outside.
Awesome. Well, that's phenomenal. And Lisa Renee, we've loved having you in Preschool All-Stars. You're always like a bright, happy presence in there and always bringing your energy. We love it. So if there was anyone who was sitting on the fence wondering, you know, should I join Preschool All-Stars, what would you say to them?
I honestly, because of my learning disabilities and my anxiety, I couldn't have done the program if I only just bought like Preschool in the Box or something. I'm a kind of person that has to ask a question like I right away, and then I can get an answer so quickly. So I would say all that like camaraderie and the positivity and the cheerleading has helped me. So yeah. I would say to a person, just take a leap of faith. Like it, just go for it. If this is something that you think you're good at, you've done it before, you love kids, then just go for it and go for it all. Yeah. And then give it some time. And then if you really don't care for it, then fine. But at least just jump off. Like that's because look at me. I mean, I had a lot of hurdles with my learning disability, and I can't even believe I own a business because of that. So if I can do it, you can do it.
Yes, you did it. I love that. Well, Lisa Renee, we're so proud of you, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Bye.
See you.